Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. This is chapter 32 of the book of Genesis. Let's ask the Lord to bless it. Father, bless this chapter. Open every heart, soul, mind, and spirit, and the mind of each spirit to receive it, so that we have the power, the strength, your power, your strength, incorporated within the word to keep us going another day, one day at a time. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Chapter 32, King James Version, verse 1. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. Commentary: Jacob sends gifts to Esau. Verse 1. As Jacob and his household started on their way again, angels of God came to meet him. King James Version, verse 2. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Commentary, verse 2. When Jacob saw them, he exclaimed, quote, "This is God's camp!" Exclamation mark. So he named the place Mahanaim. King James Version, verse 3. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau. Thy servant Jacob saith thus, I have sojourned with Laban, and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and asses, flocks and men servants and women servants. And I have sent to tell my lord, that I may find grace in thy sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and herds and the camels, into two bands, and said, "If Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape." Commentary, verse 3 through 8. Jacob now sent messengers to his brother Esau in Edom, the land of Seir. He told them, "Give this message to my master Esau, quote, humble greetings from your servant Jacob, exclamation mark. I have been living with Uncle Laban until recently, and now I own oxen, donkeys, sheep, goats, and many servants, both men and women. I have sent these messengers to inform you of my coming, hoping that you will be friendly to us." The messengers returned with the news that Esau was on his way to meet Jacob with an army of 400 men, exclamation mark. Jacob was terrified at the news. He divided his household, along with the flocks and herds and camels, into two camps. He thought, quote, "If Esau attacks one group, perhaps the other can escape." King James Version, verse 9. And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saidest unto me, return unto thy country, and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies, and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, and the mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude." Commentary, verse 9 through 12. Then Jacob prayed, quote, "O God of my grandfather Abraham, and my father Isaac, O Lord, you told me to return to my land, and to my relatives, and you promised to treat me kindly. I am not worthy of all the faithfulness and unfailing love you have shown to me, your servant. When I left home, I owned nothing except a walking stick, and now my household fills two camps!" Exclamation mark. O Lord, please rescue me from my brother Esau. I am afraid that he is coming to kill me, along with my wives and children. But you promised to treat me kindly and to multiply my descendants until they become as numerous as the sands along the seashore, too many to count. King James Version, verse 13. And he lodged there that same night, and took of that which came to his hand a present for Esau, his brother, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 kine and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said unto his servants, Pass over before me, and put a space betwixt drove and drove. Commentary, verse 13 through 16. Jacob stayed where he was for the night, and prepared a present for Esau, 200 female goats, 20 male goats, 200 ewes, 20 rams, 30 female camels with their young, 40 cows, 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys, and 10 male donkeys. He told his servants to lead them on ahead, each group of animals by itself, separated by a distance in between. King James Version, verse 17. And he commanded the foremost, saying, When Esau my brother meeteth thee, and asketh thee, saying, Whose art thou, and whither goest thou, and whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, They be thy servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold also he is behind us. And so commanded he the second and the third, and all that followed the droves, saying, On this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him. And say ye, moreover, Behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me. And afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me. Commentary, verse 17 through 20. He gave these instructions to the men leading the first group. Quote, When you meet Esau, he will ask, Where are you going? Whose servants are you? Whose animals are these? You should reply, These belong to your servant Jacob. They are a present for his master Esau! He is coming right behind us. Jacob gave the same instructions to each of the herdsmen and told them, quote, You are all to say the same thing to Esau when you see him. And be sure to say, quote, Your servant Jacob is right behind us. Jacob's plan was to appease Esau with the presents before meeting him face to face. Quote, Perhaps, Jacob hoped, he will be friendly to us. King James Version, verse 21. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night, and took his two wives, and his two women servants, and his 11 sons, and passed over the ford Jabbok. Then he took them, and sent them over the brook, and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him, and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Commentary, verse 21 through 31. So the presents were sent on ahead, and Jacob spent the night in the camp. Jacob wrestles with God. Verse 22. But during the night Jacob got up and sent his two wives, two concubines, and 11 sons across the Jabbok River. After they were on the other side, he sent over all his possessions. This left Jacob all alone in the camp, and a man came and wrestled with him until dawn. When the man saw that he couldn't win the match, he struck Jacob's thigh and knocked it out of joint at the socket. Then the man said, quote, "Let me go, for it is dawn." But Jacob panted, "I will not let you go until you bless me." Quote, "What is your name?" the man asked. He replied, "Jacob." Quote, "Your name will no longer be Jacob," the man told him. "It is now Israel, because you have struggled with both God and men and have won." Quote, "What is your name?" Jacob asked him. Quote, "Why do you ask?" the man replied. Then he blessed Jacob there. Jacob named the place Peniel, quote, "the face of God," end quote, for he said, "I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been spared." The sun rose as he left Peniel, and he was limping because of his thigh. King James Version, verse 32. Therefore the children of Israel, eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Commentary, verse 32. That is why even today the people of Israel don't eat the meat from near the hip, in memory of what happened that night.
Okay, so that's the last verse of chapter 32, and now we go into a few notes here that I've made in the commentary.
32, verse 1 and 2. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host," and he called the name of that place Mahanaim. The greatest of Jacob's challenges still lie ahead, knowing that he must face his brother, whom he cheated 20 years earlier. So the angels of God reassured him. 32, verse 6. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him." Esau was bringing a sizable force. He did not attack his brother as Jacob thought. 32, verse 13. And he lodged there that same night, and took of that which came to his hand a present for Esau his brother. Jacob quickly selected from his wealth what he thought would be an appropriate present for Esau, trying to gain Esau's favor. Again, he lacks faith in God's promise. 32, verse 16. And he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said unto his servants, "Pass over before me, and put a space betwixt drove and drove." Pass over the Jabbok River, verse 22, which flows into the Jordan River from the east, about 15 miles north of the Dead Sea.
Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. That was chapter 32. The book of Genesis will be doing chapter 33, Lord willing, tonight. Till then, keep looking up, and God bless you.